Welcome back to Indy for the 2017 NFL Combine. This isn't just a chance for teams to get to know the draft prospects. The media also gets an opportunity to speak to all 32 teams, whether it's a GM or a coach. Take a listen to those from around the AFC North.
Well, we were the number one defense through the first 12 weeks last year. So I know we can be a great defense. You know, I know we can be a great football team. There's no doubt in my mind that we will contend for a championship next year. All parts of our football team. Your question specifically to defense. You know, we talked about the secondary. You know, our numbers are down there. So we're going to go to work on the secondary. We're going to go to work on the front seven, too. You know, we lost Zach Orr. Got to replace a Will linebacker. But you know what? Across the board, we need to improve everywhere we can. But the biggest thing, I think, in terms of where we're at as a football team is the fact that we have a quarterback. You know, we have a championship-caliber quarterback. We got a guy that we can go win with.
Yeah, I think it's an intriguing prospect always each year. You know, there's years where I think the group of people or the consensus is it's a strong quarterback class, and sometimes those don't pan out. And there's other years where there's a guy who shows up, Dak last year, you know, who would have sat here this year and said that's the guy that needs to be the top five pick. So the reality, you have to go in with enough humility and then also diligence to understand what each prospect provides. And then put them in your system, or at least project them into your system to see how he's going to be able to perform for you. Senior Bowl is a great opportunity for our coaches and our personnel folks to get a better look at some of the prospects coming out, and we'll continue to do work on some of the underclassmen as well.
You know, I think we all know it's been tough, you know, trying to evaluate that position because it's so different in college than what it is in the National Football League. But, you know, those things won't change. You know, I think there's a couple of key characteristics that you got to have. Obviously, can you throw? Can you process? Can you lead your team? Those are three very fundamental things that I think will show itself, you know, from a college quarterback.
Well, you know, it's been a good process for Tyler to go through. You know, Tyler's been the most talented guy on the field everywhere he's ever been. And as you come into the National Football League, you look around and there's a lot of guys with ability and talent. And his ability to step up his work ethic, his knowledge, learn the ins and outs of playing football day-to-day basis has been good. And hopefully he can make a huge jump in his second season.
We know what's expected at any given time. You know, Coach Tomlin and I have been together going into our 11th season. So this time of year, it's almost automatic. He knows what we're doing today, interviews, timing, et cetera, as we move into the pro days, into the meetings, into the draft process. So the more you're together, the easier it is to work together.